are listening to the Tableau Podcast.
Thank you for joining me once again this week. This is the Tableau Podcast, and we are nothing without you guys. Thank you so much for like downloading us and like reviewing us and like just listening at all, or just caring. Thank you so much. You know how rare that is for you to take time out of your day, your busy day, to listen to us talk about like nonsense. Thank you so much. We're gonna pit two things or people or ideas or whatever.
I have one.
At a time. What?
I thought of one.
What?
Even though they're technically under the same umbrella, but to me they're different. Disney versus like classic Disney.
Pixar.
Versus Pixar.
Pixar. Disney
Sorry.
Versus
Pixar. I think I just rebooted.
Pixar. What is this Pixar?
I think someone just closed the curtains on my brain.
Disney versus Pixar?
Yeah.
Dude.
Like classic Disney.
I actually did a bracket, you know, like the, like who wins.
Yeah.
Like a sports bracket.
Yeah.
With Disney and Pixar characters.
Oh.
With Haru.
Oh, okay.
And I think at the end, it was like Moana versus, Nemo.
Which like are find, both Pixar.
No, Moana is Disney.
Oh, yeah. Wait. Oh, yeah, you're right.
Yeah,
you're right.
Moana is Disney. Moana won at the time because we had recently seen Moana.
Are you talking about the characters or the movie?
The movie.
No, like Moana the movie one or Moana the character one over Nemo the character slash
Oh, it was
Nemo
the movie. So
okay,
it was
movie.
Like Moana versus like finding
Nemo didn't do much.
Finding Nemo.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. Nemo didn't do much, of course. He was trying to be found. You know, if you want to do Disney Pixar, think about this. Okay, first of all, like let's not think about the fact that Disney owns Pixar.
Yeah.
Do you realize that I am like really knowledgeable on like Pixar history? Let me give you guys let me give you the rundown like as fast as possible.
Okay.
So Pixar used to be a division at Lucasfilm. George Lucas owned it.
Oh, didn't
It was a division of like it was a computer division really.
Yeah.
It wasn't a part of ILM, but it was at Lucasfilm,
okay.
Right? And it was a technical division first, but they had some animators that left Disney working there to create like demos at first, right? Like short films or short animations. I don't think George Lucas knew what this was gonna like have to be like. I don't think they had figured it out at that point. And then George Lucas got into like this huge like divorce issue, like lawsuits or whatever. I don't know. And he needed money quick. He needed cash quick. And then this was when Steve Jobs had been kicked out of Apple.
Oh.
And Steve Jobs had a little bit of money, but was basically the joke of Silicon Valley for getting kicked out of his own company. And Steve Jobs went to Skywalker Ranch to see this division that George Lucas wanted to sell. Steve Jobs immediately recognized that the animators there are brilliant. And then he bought the division.
Damn. Steve Jobs.
For a very good price.
Yeah.
He bought the division, which saved that division, first of all, right? Because George, the only other option is to get rid of it, right?
Yeah.
And then Jobs started like pumping his own money into the company for a long time until they had something, basically. Because it took them a long time to get to Toy Story 1.
Yeah, is Toy Story 1 the first Pixar movie?
No, they made shorts and it won an award.
No, in terms of features.
Yeah, the first full-length feature was Toy Story.
Yes.
But even with Toy Story, they first had Woody as like, well, Woody seemed like an asshole in the first versions.
Yeah.
So they had to completely change it, completely redo it. It took them a ton of time to get to Toy, like to get the final Toy Story that we got to see.
Mm-hmm.
And then that happened. And at the time, Disney had a deal with Jobs and Pixar to distribute and market. But they were taking a huge chunk, right? And once Toy Story blew up like no other, right? That basically, that movie basically revolutionized animation. Because at the time, there was not a single film that looked like Toy Story.
Yeah.
Animation was 2D at the time, right? And at the most, like brilliant shading. But this was like 3D,
yeah,
almost, right? This was like computer generated. So what happened was Jobs wanted a better deal. He went to Disney and he's like, yo, I want a better deal. I want a bigger share of, like, I want Pixar to get a bigger share. You guys are taking too much for doing too little. And Disney didn't feel that way. And then Jobs pulled out. He's like, Pixar is just going to do things on its own now.
Yeah.
This was like a couple films after Toy Story, I think. And then Disney and Pixar kind of had a falling out, right? And Disney had a ton to lose because their animation division had just basically been killed by Pixar.
Yeah.
Because Toy Story became the standard. And then Finding Nemo and all, you know, it became a new form. Like even the look of animations. And Disney was still doing like 2D animations.
Yeah.
Like Lion King and, you know, great films, but you know what I mean, right? Kids wanted to see like movies that looked like Pixar films. So they really had a bad situation over there at Disney Animation, which is interesting because the people that are animating stuff at Pixar were once Disney employees.
Yeah.
That's the irony, right?
Yes.
So later on, the Disney CEO got fired and then Bob Iger stepped in. And once Bob Iger stepped in, he was like, we need to save Disney Animation for Disney to be saved. Because all of Disney's business depends on that animation department.
Yeah.
Even if it's not the sole like revenue maker, right? Because their theme parks, their everything is marketed with their characters.
Yeah.
And they didn't have any left. They didn't have any good ones left, really. And so he went to Steve Jobs to strike up a deal, eventually did. And then Pixar was bought by Disney later.
Yes.
And everyone made a ton of money. And then Pixar revolutionized like the Disney animation side. That's why we have pictures like Moana, which is a Disney animation picture, not a Pixar film. But it looks like a Pixar film.
Yes.
You see what I mean?
Okay, I get what you mean.
Yeah. So here are the Pixar films. It's like Finding Nemo, Cars, the Toy Story.
It's all the like non-human movies, right?
Well, necessarily that because like, Incredibles.
Well, Incredibles was like the first.
Up.
Oh yeah.
So now it's
Monsters,
really
Inc.
It's really hard to know what a Pixar film is and what a Disney film is, or like honestly care what the difference is.
Yeah.
But it's basically, if there's the Pixar logo,
yeah,
it's a Pixar film.
Yes.
Coco was a Pixar film.
Yes.
And then you'll have Disney films like Frozen.
Yes.
Is a Disney film.
Yeah.
It's not a Pixar
film. To me, doesn't seem Pixar-ish even a little.
But the aesthetic is the same. The computer-generated animation.
Yeah.
Whereas before, the way you told the two companies apart is Pixar had the computer-generated animation that looks like, you know, has dimensions and it looks 3D almost. And then you have the 2D films like the traditional,
like Mulan. Pocahontas.
Yeah, but now that that doesn't exist anymore.
I don't know. Even Frozen still does not look as up to par as what I think, like the way like Incredibles looks and stuff.
I think it's because they want to maintain some sort of like identity.
Yes.
I guess. But anyways, Pixar basically was responsible for making Disney relevant again. Because people don't realize that like even the Disney princesses weren't popular for a long time.
Yeah.
Really, Frozen jump-started that again. And also, you know, Disney bought Marvel and Lucasfilm eventually. So basically, Disney just bought it all.
Yeah, they have ESPN.
Oh my God.
Toy Story.
They have Fox. They have Simpsons.
Well, yeah.
They have a little bit of money from me every month.
That's what they have. That's their actual gold nugget.
Damn it.
They have your attention.
Okay, so with that history in mind, let's just forget about all of it. Because it's not fair to have this in the verses.
Yes.
Right? Let's just talk about the actual…
Like quality of the stories like, and movies.
Who would
and
win in a fight?
Cultural impacts and stuff.
Who would win in a fight? Okay?
Yeah.
Disney or Pixar? Let's go. So… What are we going to do? Talk about the films first or the characters?
I think, yeah, like iconic movies. Because like Toy Story 2 was my first movie in the movie theater.
Mm-hmm.
Like
the first movie you ever saw in a movie theater?
Toy Story 2. Came out in 1999.
Was Toy Story 2?
Yeah.
You didn't see any other movies?
In the theater?
Yeah.
I was like 5, no. So it wasn't worth…
I think Silence of the Lambs was my
first. Shut up! No way.
No, I'm not kidding.
Why?
I think I snuck in and saw it.
Oh, you? Well, how old were you? Can't sneak in when you're like 6. You must have been older. Middle school? Clarice.
I was 11.
Oh, yeah. Then you could have snuck in. I was 5. I literally was picked up and plopped in a chair.
I don't think I snuck in. I think my brother took me.
My brother took me to see Castaway and the entire time I was pissed.
Dude, my brother took me to see so many dumb movies.
Same. My brother forced me to watch Jaws.
And my parents just like left me with my brother. Like so often that like…
Same.
You know, he had no choice. He's taking me to R-rated movies.
No, my brother was…
I loved him.
My brother fucked with me even more. He would be on his way out. Like he would be like flipping the channels with me and be like, oh, Jaws. And I was like, oh, I don't like this.
Oh, he'll leave it on like, for you and then leave.
And then he'll be like, you are not allowed to change the channel. And I, for some reason, believed him that I would get in trouble if I changed.
So you were just sitting there like, terrified.
And then I'd be home alone watching Jaws at like 9 years old. And I was so freaking scared.
Well.
And he'd be like, and then he would see like my hand reach for the remote as he's leaving. And you would hear him go,
Shout out to Big Brothers. Anyways, Toy Story 2.
Yeah.
So Toy Story would be what you think is the best best Pixar film?
No.
Name one film that you think… Okay, I'll let you have Pixar. Okay?
Yeah.
Because I like going against odds.
Yeah, and you actually probably know that…
Name one Pixar picture that you think just… destroys Disney. Yeah. We're ignoring the fact that Disney owns Pixar.
Yeah,
We're pretending that they're two separate companies.
Yes.
Name one film that destroys Disney.
Incredibles.
Okay. Then I'm going to go with… I'm going to save Frozen for later when I need it.
Well, you know how I feel about Frozen.
Dude, even Frozen…
You
two,
know how I feel about Frozen.
Hold on. Let me go with Rapunzel. Tangled.
Really?
Not even one of like the top
classics.
10
yeah.
in my list. But I'll just throw that out because that I think that beats Incredibles.
No, you don't. I know you don't, but…
I don't. I don't, but
it's
I'm just gonna,
literally not
I'm
sure
gonna
even
say
a little.
It. Okay, what do you have? What does Pixar have that can beat Moana?
Like Finding Nemo.
No. I'll make it easier for you. Hey, I'll make it easier for you. What does Pixar have that can beat… I'll give you Beauty and the Beast.
Oh.
not the live action, the animation.
No, I know. I never liked Beauty and the Beast.
You win. Disney wins this round. I mean, Pixar wins this round.
I never liked Beauty and
the
Beast.
What about Mulan? What can beat Mulan?
Oof.
Not the live action.
No, I know. I know we're talking about the classic, like, original.
What beats movie. Mulan?
Ooh, that, see, Mulan is hard because Mulan is like one of those, to me, like perfect movies.
Yeah, well, it's important for us.
Well, not even that. It really
we're
is.
Asian.
Not even that. It really is just like compared to me, a lot of the classic Disney movies.
So Disney wins.
No. Let me think.
Yo, I know you don't like Frozen 1. Yeah. And you just detest Elsa.
Yeah.
But Frozen, yo. First of all, Disney has the songs.
So
Pixar can come with its great stories and characters.
Yeah.
But how are you going to beat Disney songs? Name one Pixar song that can beat any Disney song here. Come on. You Got a Friend in Me?
I was thinking that in my head.
Up against Reflection? Up against Let It Go?
You know, okay, fine.
Up against How Far I'll Go?
Oh, well, no. I don't even like Frozen songs.
Yo.
Don't like Frozen songs. I don't like the movie. I hate Olaf.
You know how I feel about Disney songs.
Yes.
Not a single one of those songs were Pixar's.
Yeah.
And I'm like, and I'm pretty sure Pixar is like, hey, we gave you guys some animation tips. So can you guys give us some music tips? And they're like, we're keeping that for ourselves.
How about some sick Foley?
What's that?
Foley? Like Foley Studio for like movie, like real action and animated, which is like, you know, making the sounds.
Yeah.
So like the iconic, like, what's her name? The designer in Incredibles. Her little like walk across that like long hall.
Oh, Foley's. The sound. Okay.
Yeah.
The sound creation.
And then sound of the lamp jumping on the eye or whatever it was.
Are you really trying to use that to go against?
I think that
to go up against.
I think those are iconic sounds.
part of your world and songs like this.
I don't know. I found it comforting.
So you're into ASMR.
No.
Okay. All right.
Well-rounded sound
music
design.
Music-wise, Disney just kicks, just slaps.
Well, Pixar
the
didn't
shit
even
out
get
of
a
Pixar.
Chance.
Okay. No, they did. They tried.
When? With what?
Dude, they had music in Toy Story 1. They had music in Toy Story 2.
Not
they
people singing
original songs.
Oh, really?
Yeah. The
character sang.
The cowboy song. The cowgirl song.
Oh.
Also,
her like theme song.
Coco. Dude, okay. It was a music film.
Okay, but Coco's, that's an iconic song.
That's actually, I cried.
Yeah.
I cried.
Yeah.
Remember me.
Yes. And he plays guitar.
The irony is that the song is called Remember Me, and I don't remember the lyrics after it. It's like, remember
I remember me. The impact.
I cried.
Impact.
And I was not ready for that reveal. Like I
oh, really?
Yeah.
I knew the moment that character
dude,
came
I'm,
on screen.
I'm really gullible. I was like, dude, this guy's such a good guy. Like, he's like, he like loves this guy. And then,
And like the fact that, you know, the
he
skeleton
was the,
he
was
he
the
came
villain.
Across. Well, the villain and the fact that the skeleton, obviously his buddy.
Yeah, I had no idea.
Really?
Yeah.
It's like, that's his grandpa. Or whatever.
I don't know. I think I was too in. I usually catch those things really quickly. But like for Coco, I think I was just too into it.
Yes.
And I was like, oh my God, what's going to happen when I die?
No, Pixar said, don't believe in false idols.
What?
That's like one of the like very common themes in Pixar stories, which is like people who project onto idols, they always turn out to be false or like false.
And then they go on to sell like figurines of their characters all over the world.
that's not idol worship.
Please don't worry.
That is not idol worship. A collectible is not idol worship.
Are you kidding? And then just plastering their character over every piece of appliance.
Oh,
and you're telling
yeah.
me, they're telling me not to worship false idols?
I don't think because you got a little clear glass mug that you're worshiping an idol.
They're making me pay for tickets for the same freaking movie like four times. And then they're telling me not to worship false idols. Are you kidding me? Have you been to Disneyland? Have you been to A Bug's Life? Huh?
I haven't been. I only went to Disneyland like once. I was like 6 years old.
Have you seen their Pixar, like at California Adventure? And then they're telling me that big ass Buzz Lightyear, standing there with his thumbs up at me, and you're telling me not to worship. I was down on my knees worshiping that false idol, dude. I was paying a tithe, okay? Like, I was all in worshiping the false idol.
You were like praying by like grasping onto their hand that they were desperately trying to pull back.
You've never been to Disneyland after the Pixar films came out, right?
I guess not. Well, I remember seeing Bug's Life.
Chef's Kiss.
Chef's Kiss for Bug's Life. I remember seeing
I actually didn't like Bug's Life.
Yeah, right. But
no, I really didn't.
Yeah. It's a good movie.
No, I just didn't like, I don't like bugs.
Yeah. And you didn't want to be forced to, manipulated to sympathize.
Yeah.
Or empathize with your
Even
aggressor.
Ant-Man. I didn't enjoy the parts where he was with bugs. And he's with bugs all the time.
Yeah.
Spider-Man, I don't watch the origin part because I don't like bugs.
You close your eyes.
I just wait until he becomes Spider-Man.
You know, I'm afraid of butterflies, like legit.
I'm legit afraid of anything that is a bug.
Really?
For some reason. Yeah. I don't hate them or anything. I just don't like them.
Don't you have lizards?
Yeah.
Don't you have to feed them bugs?
Yeah, that's the most difficult part of my
and
life.
And you're like, that's why you're getting rid of them.
Yeah, that's the most difficult part of my life.
Bugs.
So we're talking about theme parks.
Yes.
Okay. So if you go to Disneyland now,
yeah,
it's crazy. It's not the Disneyland. Have you been to Disneyland ever in your life?
I went. My parents took me when I was six, and I hated it.
Okay, so I went when I was like a kid for like one day. They took me for one day, and then put me on Space Mountain.
Aren't you only supposed to go for one day?
And I puked. Anyways,
I think you ruined your own time.
So this was before this. This was before Pixar.
Yes.
And then I went to Disneyland with Haru like a couple of years ago. And now Disneyland is crazy because there's like a Disneyland section. And then there's like areas that are like Pixar.
And then isn't there like Star Wars?
They didn't have Star Wars when I went. But they have like Marvel, right?
Yeah.
So it's all over the place, right?
Yeah.
But it's interesting to see that because you will go to like the traditional area of Disneyland and you'll see like the Cinderella, you know, palace. I don't know. Does that even make sense? Like,
yeah.
You know, the Disney princess, like the traditional like Disney stuff.
Yeah.
And then you'll go to California Adventure and it'll have like Toy Story and Cars and stuff like that. Right. And then you see the crowds. And definitely the younger crowds, I think, like the kids are more into the Pixar stuff.
Yeah.
Now, right? But if you look at like Moana or the Frozen places,
yeah,
like people are like
packed.
So I think it's more a question of like not Disney versus Pixar, but like Disney before Pixar versus Disney after Pixar.
Yeah.
Funny story though.
Oh.
So Haru was really into Disney princesses, right?
Yeah.
So we go to we're in Disneyland. I was there for 3 days.
How?
She had to meet every princess. I almost died. I almost died looking for them. But anyways, we waited in line like crazy to see this Frozen show.
Yeah.
Not to meet Elsa and Anna. That was another 3 hours that I did twice. I don't know why she had to meet them twice. But after that, there's this show. It's like a Broadway kind of like musical show.
Yeah.
Like live action show, right? So we line up. We go into this amphitheater. And then we sit down. And it's huge. And it's like… And like the anticipation is real, right? And I'm like, I'm just finally happy, like, to be sitting, right? And then there's like this screen, and like, and then the actors come up, right? And so they act out Frozen 1. We all know the story, but they act out like a condensed version of Frozen 1, like a play, like a musical, right? Yeah. So you know how like Elsa accidentally freezes Anna or something?
Yeah, in the beginning.
Yeah, well, was it Anna or somebody was frozen, and then they go to the like trolls, the magical trolls, the rocks that turn into trolls or whatever. You know, the scene where like they're trying to describe like setting up like the story, like Anna or Elsa gets hurt or something or frozen while they were playing, and then they go to the magic rock trolls, and then they like bring them back to life and then tell them there's like she has powers or something.
Yeah.
You know that scene, right?
Yeah.
So they're playing, and then like Anna or somebody just falls down, and that story is supposed to come out. We all know the story already, yeah. Right? And then something went wrong with their like equipment.
Okay.
And then, so she falls on the ground, and then everything stops, and then they shut the curtains. Right?
Uh-huh.
And then we're all just sitting there in the dark. And then after like a few minutes, they announce that they're going to have to stop the show.
Yeah.
So I'm like…
But no explanation why.
Yeah. Something went wrong, right? Yeah. So we all had to leave. It was over. And here I am. I'm like, okay, luckily I've seen this movie. Luckily, Haru and I have seen this movie. Yeah. So we know what happens later. We know it doesn't end this way.
Yeah.
But to kids who have never seen the movie…
But why would they even be there if they haven't?
No, but let's say they just wanted to go.
Okay.
Right? So they were… Let's say you haven't seen this movie. You're sitting there. Anna and Elsa as kids are playing… And Elsa messes up and freezes Anna.
Yeah.
And she falls to the ground. And the story ends. The end.
And then…
She killed her sister. The end.
And then the kid goes like looking at everyone else like, what is wrong with you people that you love this movie?
Dude, it was the worst part of the story for it to end.
Yes.
And also the fact that we waited to get in… To see this thing, I was really annoyed.
Yes.
But it actually happened. And anyways, Disney.
Yes.
Before Pixar, after Pixar. Definitely after Pixar. Yeah, but what about Marvel versus Pixar though?
Pixar. You know how I feel about Marvel movies.
Hey.
Pixar.
Your feelings are not facts.
To this day, Tableau… The first Avengers movie is, to me, unwatchable. I'll say it. Unwatchable. What's the first one called?
Avengers.
Oh, it's just called Avengers?
I think so.
It's the one… I can tell you perfectly the first 10 minutes and then I have fallen asleep
Wait. Did you watch all the… did you watch the first Captain America movie, the first Thor movie, and the first… Iron Man movie and then watch the Avengers?
No, that was the first Marvel movie I ever tried
okay,
to watch.
Okay, that's why.
What do you mean that's why?
What are you talking about, Diane? So you're saying you're saying it's perfectly fine for me to suddenly be watching. So that's like watching Finding Dory that instead of watching the first one.
Wait, Avengers isn't the first one?
Dude.
Which one's the first one?
What are you talking about?
Which one's the first one?
Okay. Avengers has…
Iron Man?
Hey, Diane. Avengers, if you saw the first 10 minutes, you notice that there are characters in there.
Yeah.
And these characters must somehow know each other or they must be there because they have their own movies.
No, I could totally believe that this is like their way of introducing this team.
Okay, so you're saying all of a sudden this guy has a suit of like iron whatever and he's flying through the sky and there's no explanation as to how he's doing this?
I simply accept it.
See, but that's just like watching Finding Dory instead of Finding Nemo first. Like I will step in and watch Finding Dory and I'll be like, why is she forgetting stuff?
But she had a whole backstory scene that explained that she had bad memories.
So I'll be like,
you
who
can
is,
still take that as
I'll be like, what is this
independent
clownfish?
Thing?
I'll be like, what is this clownfish? What is his relevance?
They're friends.
Yeah, but you would, you would
just accept it.
You would watch Finding Nemo before Finding Dory.
Yes. Okay. Well. Okay. In fairness to me, I didn't know that Avengers wasn't the first
movie. Of course, you didn't enjoy the Avengers because this was the culmination of other things, and you only saw the culmination. So you probably just didn't get. You're probably just confused out of your mind.
I wasn't confused. I knew exactly what was going on. I just had felt nothing for it.
Okay. I'm going to tell you this.
Yeah.
I saw all the films leading up to Avengers.
Yeah.
And still I was confused. So you're lying.
Well,
you know why I was confused?
How can I be confused after only 10 minutes?
You know why I was confused? I was like, wait a minute. Like when Loki comes through the portal at the beginning.
Yeah.
I was like, when the hell did they make that portal?
Oh, I didn't think that. I was like, they have a
portal. And I was like, why is Loki coming to Earth? Like, did I miss something? And apparently I had. I had missed all those post-credit scenes.
Oh, okay.
And then I was like, so I was really confused at the beginning. I was like, what? Suddenly there's a portal? They're making a portal?
Oh.
And like people can come from Asgard and outer space? Like since when? And
you're going to be so mad at me too. So never seen a single Captain America movie, but I've only seen the third Iron Man and the third Thor. But you know what? I like the third Thor one. And then the third Iron Man seemed fine.
When you meet someone new that you're into, do you go on your third date first? Do you? Like,
I asked to meet their parents immediately.
Yeah. Like, do you meet their parents first?
It's an arranged
You're
marriage.
Not confused at all that like…
They already know where I live, yeah. And like they already know my preferences.
Like, you have to take it step by step. There's a number there.
But I understood.
If it says Iron Man 3.
Oh my gosh.
If it says Iron Man 3, Diane.
Yeah.
It is safe to assume there's a 1 and a 2. Right? Why the hell would you start with 3?
Because someone asked me to go with them.
And my wife does this all the time, too.
Yeah.
And I seriously don't get it. I don't know why she does this.
What?
Okay, so
sees things out of order?
My wife was like, she was so not interested in any of the Marvel films.
Yeah.
She was just like, she had not seen a single one.
Yeah.
She just didn't care.
Yeah, I didn't care either.
Right? She liked the first Iron Man movie. Because she somehow ended up seeing it.
Yeah.
And she's like, oh, it's like a great car movie. It's like having a great car.
He's a car.
He's like, he's basically a great car you can wear. But
that's
she
so
like,
good.
She was just not interested at all in Marvel.
Yeah.
And it was only like a year ago, right? Like only a year ago, we were chilling somewhere. And it was Guardians of the Galaxy 2.
I liked Guardians of the Galaxy 1.
Guardians of the Galaxy 2 was playing on TV.
Okay.
And we had nothing else to see. And I was like, should I change the channel? Because I know she doesn't like Marvel. And she's like, man, I'll just leave it, whatever. And then she's watching it. And then afterwards, we ate. And then she's like, can we watch Guardians 1? And I was like, oh, yes. She's getting into it. So I played Guardians 1 off my iPad and we watched it together. And it looked like she was like warming up to Marvel. And then she's like, can I watch, you know, one of the like Thor movies?
Yeah.
So we watched Ragnarok.
Yeah.
She liked it. And she's like, can I watch the Thor movie before this? And I was like,
no.
I was like, no, I told her, like, it seems like you're getting into this now. It feels like you're… And how do you start getting into this with her?
Yes.
How do was not for Marvel until… So both of them, because of Guardians of the Galaxy 2, started like watching it. So we're watching all this together. And I'm like, okay, it feels like you guys are into this now. So we should start at the beginning.
Yeah.
We should start with Iron Man 1.
Okay, so Iron Man's first.
Yeah, because, you know, Endgame's going to come out soon. So let's watch it all in order.
Yeah.
And for some reason that I cannot understand, she'd be like, no, I want to watch the movie before this. And I'm like, but you're watching it in reverse then. Like, why would you do that?
Yeah.
Like, let's just watch. If we're going to watch it all, are you going to watch it all? And she's like, yeah. Then let's watch it from the beginning in order. And she's like, no, just play me the Thor before this. I'm like, the Thor before this isn't that great. It's just not that great. And she's like, she doesn't care. So we watched Thor, The Dark World.
Because you don't want this kay? To break the streak.
And I'm like, and now I'm getting confused. Because I'm like, why are we watching this in reverse? I'm like, you know, I'm like, you're, this is no way to see a series of films. Like, why would you do that?
See Godfather 3.
when you can choose to. Anyways, we kept watching in reverse. So even Captain America, we'd see Civil War.
Yeah.
And then go to Winter Soldier and stuff. And I kept finding myself having to explain to them why, how come like they know each other? Why are they saying hi?
Like you would know.
Like why are they saying hi? They know each other. They fought. Why are they saying hi? And I'm like, because I told you. The movie we saw before this is after this.
Yeah.
Do you understand? It's after this.
You know, I'm literally imagining you standing in front of your home this TV with a laser point like a professor, like pausing scenes. Like, do you see here?
Do you see? We're watching in reverse right now. These people didn't exist when we were here. And I'm like explaining. I'm like, how do… Haejeong, I freaking told you. Like, we shouldn't watch this in reverse. Like, how many times do I have to say? At this time, these people didn't exist. At this time, they didn't know each other.
Yes.
And stop asking me where Valkyrie is.
I don't even know who that is.
Thor didn't meet Valkyrie because we're watching these movies in reverse. That's why we should start from the beginning. And we kept doing that. We kept going back.
Yeah.
And the only upside to this is that… When Captain Marvel came out, okay?
Oh, yes, her.
And we went to the theater. And this was the first film where we went back in time.
Yeah.
Where like, these were the events
like before the Avengers. All this. Yes.
So we went to see Captain Marvel. It starts. And how does like, watching it, and she's like, why is Nick Fury young? And I told her… Oh, this was before all of that. This was like way before. This was like in the 90s. It was way before all the Avengers stuff happened. And she got it right away.
Yeah.
She understood because she had been prepared.
Yeah.
To be watching things in backwards. Reverse.
Yes.
She was completely ready. My wife and Haejeong… not my wife and Haejeong. Okay. Haejeong is my wife.
It's a running joke now. Yeah. Your current wife, Haejeong.
Haejeong is my wife.
And your only
Haejeong
wife.
Haejeong and Haru. My only wife, Haejeong. And Haru. We were watching Captain Marvel together in the theater.
Yeah.
And both of them got it like with just that one sentence from me. They got it.
Yeah.
That this was before all those characters existed.
Yeah.
Because they had been watching in reverse. That was the only upside. And Diane just yawned.
No, that was me laughing.
You just yawned in the middle of…
That was not yawning. That was me going, ha, 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 ha.
You do not care about anything I'm saying.
No, I think it's funny.
You care about Pixar.
It's funny how me…
You care about Toy Story 2. You don't care about anything else. Anyways, you see what I'm saying? Why would you watch a movie in reverse? That's psychotic. That's like… That's like listening to today's episode.
Oh, so that was a yawn. Sorry.
Why are you yawning through my entire podcast?
I'm at 4 a.m. Yeah.
Dude, I'm tired too.
But you're okay? Really high energy right now. You are okay. Up here.
It's totally okay for you guys to listen to this episode and be like, hey, I like this episode. Is this what this podcast is about? It's great. I'm going to listen to the episode before this. Okay. And then go in reverse. That is understandable.
Yeah.
But if you are like, I like this episode, I'm going to spend the next month listening to all the episodes. Okay. If you've decided this.
Yeah.
You're like, I'm going to listen to every single episode of the Tableau podcast. All the back episodes.
Yeah.
And then you start listening to them in reverse. You're weird. Okay. That's just not… Why? Why would you do that? Just go to the first episode and start there. Because there's like recurring stories and themes.
There's so many movies now.
Why would you deliberately…
It's not even worth it anymore.
Why would you deliberately go in reverse though?
Yeah.
Why? I don't get it. If there's a 3 in the title of the film, if it says John Wick 3, there are…
Is John Wick a Marvel character?
No.
Oh.
He would be badass though.
Right?
If he was a Marvel character, he would… Thanos would have, you know, some problems.
Been quaking in his little tight shirt, sleeveless
shirt. I know, Diane, you don't care at all about anything we're talking about right now because the way your responses are like, he would be quaking in his little
shirt.
Yeah, nice. See, like, you're just saying things. You're just saying idioms. Like, anything that comes to your mind to keep this conversation going because you don't give a shit.
How many total Marvel movies are there?
You don't care. Why are you asking me?
No, I'm curious because I've seen…
No, the way you rolled your eyes when you were asking that question…
I wasn't…
You obviously don't care.
There's no camera in front of me.
Would you ask a question that you don't even care
to
hear the answer to?
I'm curious. I saw Endgame.
There's a lot. That's all I'm going to say. There's a lot.
I feel like I've seen total out of all the
Marvel movies…
Too
many movies to see in reverse. Just too many.
I think I've seen total… Six Marvel movies.
You're still better than my friend New York Mike, though. He still hasn't seen like…
Well, you spoiled it for him, so I…
Yeah, I know I did. I mean, how you live your life not knowing that, though?
Yeah. Like, even I know. That's saying…
Dude,
something.
Everybody
even
knows
I
Tony
know.
Stark died.
Yeah, it's like saying, did Dumbledore die?
Yeah, I mean, like, how can you not know? Like, go to his Instagram. Robert Downey Jr.'s Instagram.
It's like, I died.
He's basically, like, screaming out, I'm done.
Yeah.
Yo, if he's doing Dr. Doolittle, Iron Man's dead.
Yeah.
Okay, if RDJ is shooting Dr. Doolittle, I mean, that should be an indication that the MCU has lost Iron Man.
Ooh, I always, though, always loved Spider-Man. Always cared.
So did you watch the movies?
I saw the second Spider-Man with… What's his name?
What the hell is wrong? Like,
I don't have time.
I'm not saying what's wrong with you. I literally said, what is wrong? Like, why?
No,
what?
Okay.
Tell me your problems.
In my fun little
defense…
Why
are you starting with 2?
I didn't on purpose. I wanted to see the first movie really badly. And I always told people, like, let's go see Spider-Man.
And what's the problem?
They all saw it without me.
You can watch it on your own.
For some reason, it didn't work that way.
All right. But why did you end up seeing Spider-Man 2, though?
Because friends were going and invited me. And I said, okay, I want to see the movie.
Then why don't you say, oh, great. I'll see you guys tomorrow. And then you spend the night seeing the first one so you can see the second one tomorrow with your friends.
Points were made.
Yeah. Facts.
Literally, when I tell you it didn't even occur to me, it did not occur to me. My current, my forever wife, my past, present, and future wife,
Haejeongi, is just like that, and I don't understand. You know how she watched Jurassic Park?
Did she see the Chris Pratt movie first? No way.
Yeah, she did.
She saw Jurassic World.
This is what's amazing about it. So a long time ago, we were in Hawaii.
Yeah. Okay?
We're staying at some cottage kind of place. And they had like DVDs. So we couldn't like really see anything in the room unless they were DVDs. And then they had this system where they would lend DVDs for families with kids. Jurassic World was one of them.
Yeah.
So I'm like, oh, it's Jurassic World. I heard it's pretty good. Let's see it. I play it. And my wife… You know what she did?
What?
so it starts and we're sitting and Haru and me and, you know, my wife. It's the movie starts and she takes the remote control and she does like the super skip thing where it's just like skipping ahead like crazy.
Uh-huh.
And goes to the last like 2-3 minutes of the movie.
Why?
And I'm like, what are you doing? Right? And it's like fast forwarding. Yeah. And I'm like, what are you doing? What's wrong? And she's like, oh, I want to see the end. And I was like,
wait, what?
What? So she goes
even
to,
I don't get that.
She goes to the end.
Yeah.
She goes to the end. She plays and it's like the last 3-4 minutes, right? It's like the ending.
Yeah.
So it's basically has ended.
Yeah.
And then she watches it for a few seconds and then presses slow rewind. So it's going backwards now, like to the beginning of the film.
Yeah.
And I'm like, and my experience is just ruined at this point.
Yeah. Like have you never seen it either?
Yeah. At that point.
Yeah.
I'm like, what are you doing? Like, what are we doing here? And she's like, oh, she can't. She doesn't want to handle the suspense. She doesn't like the suspense. So she's like, and then now we're rewinding and we're like, she's like checking out who's going to die. We get to the beginning of the movie now. And then she just plays normally and she watches the movie like nothing, like the last 20 minutes did not happen.
And
I'm like, I'm sitting there. I'm just like shocked out of my mind.
You're like, okay? This did not come up on our third date.
I'm like,
first third date.
I'm like, what? And Haru is sitting there not complaining.
Yeah.
Because apparently this is how they've been watching movies when I'm not home. Okay. And I'm like, Haru, why?
She's like, this is how you watch movies. These are the last 3 minutes.
I was like, Haru, why are you okay with this? You saw you saw what happens. And Haru's like, it's okay. And I'm the only sane person. I'm literally the only sane person.
Yeah.
And the movie, and they're just, and then they start just watching the movie like normal, like sane people.
Yeah.
As if nothing happened, right? And the worst part.
Yes.
Is the movie's playing. Dinosaur is chasing someone.
Yeah.
And Haru's like, does he die? I'm like, Haru, we saw the ending and we…
She like winks at you. She's like…
We checked out who died already. You know the answer to this. Why? And my wife doing the same thing. She's like, oh my God, what's going to happen? What's going to happen? You know what's going to happen.
Your wife is a top-notch actress. She was staying in the moment.
I cannot watch movies with you people. Like, what is this? Like,
this is like Twilight Zone.
What the hell is going on here?
Yeah. That's so funny. You know, this is loosely related to dinosaurs, but my brother and his wife, my brother said when they were dating, like early stage, like still getting to know each other, they were at her house watching TV. And my brother really likes like Discovery Channel, like History Channel and stuff like that. And they're watching one about dinosaurs.
Uh-huh.
And then it goes to commercial. And then out of nowhere, she just turns to him and goes, so do you like believe all that? And he looked at her and was like, believe what? She's like dinosaurs. And he was like, believe what about dinosaurs? She's like, do you think all that happened? And he was like, do I think dinosaurs like existed? Yes. And she goes, no, me too. I'm just asking. Like, she's like, no, I believe that too. And he's like, and then he had to interrupt
them. This was the first date?
Not the first date. It was like early date.
Oh my God.
And he went, this isn't something you believe.
Yeah, it's just, it's a fact.
She was like, because she kept going, no, I also believe dinosaurs happened.
Like,
and stuff.
No, me too.
I was at making sure you did. And then he was like, no, it's not. You're phrasing the question wrong. It's not about belief. Like, you shouldn't even have to ask me if I believe.
They broke up, hopefully.
They're married. I said engaged. They're married with 2 kids. But that was like one of their early dates. And to this day, he like roasts her about that.
They got married?
Yes.
Congratulations. Did I say they broke up hopefully?
Like, yes.
That came out wrong. they're married with two kids. They're the parents of two beautiful humans.
Two little gremlins.
Congratulations.
Yeah. But that was like that was one of
maybe
the
it
funniest
is a matter of belief.
Believe that this could work.
Believing in each other.
Yes.
Okay.
That to this day, it's one of the funniest things I've ever heard about his wife. Like,
that is hilarious.
He has not let it go after all
that
these years.
That is hilarious.
It's been like 6 or 7 years together, and he still is like, "Do you believe in that?"
Dude, my wife and a friend of hers, they watch dramas, like Korean dramas, on 1.5. And sometimes 2.0.
I can't do that. I know people who watch YouTube videos like that too.
Like 2x speed.
Eric Nam does that. I'll call him out by name.
Dude.
He doesn't and I don't freaking get it.
Eric Nam is a psychopath.
He is.
Okay. You know how I discovered that that was even happening? So I don't watch dramas really.
Yeah.
Right? I'm like chilling. And then, you know, my wife and her friend are watching in the living room. I go. And I noticed, like, I didn't even notice that that was happening. I just noticed that these actors were talking really,
really
fast.
Like, what is this, Gilmore Girls?
No, like, really. That's they sweet. Were talking, like, way too fast.
Yeah.
And I'm, like, looking at it. And because, you know, Korean dramas have, like, very stationary blocking sometimes.
Yes.
Like, they weren't moving. So there was no indication that this was, like, just being sped up.
Yeah.
So I'm like, why the hell are they talking? I'm like getting a glass of water. I'm like drinking water. I'm like, why are they talking so fast?
Why are they Alvin and the Chipmunks right now?
I'm like, it's not even that critical of a situation. Why are they talking so like intensely fast?
Yeah.
And then I'm watching a little bit. I'm like noticing something is off. So I'm like, why are they talking so fast? And the two of them like don't even look at me, right? They're like, oh, it's sped up. And I'm like, why do you speed it up? And they're like, because I want the story to just get on with it.
Yeah.
Right? And I'm like, shouldn't you, like, just see a drama where like, you know, the director does that job for you? So you don't feel like it's slow?
Yeah. Like, isn't it their fault for not
isn't
having
it their,
good pacing?
Isn't it their job to execute for you guys?
Yeah.
And they're like, no, just shut up.
is the actor, so she might
I'm like, all right. I'm like, all right. But I mean, she doesn't do this all the time.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Hey, this is why I like going to the movie theater. That's the only thing that I will still go to the movie theater for. It's not the sound. It's not the size of the screen. It's not for even the popcorn.
Yeah.
One thing that will keep me going to movie theaters is the fact that someone doesn't just get up in the middle of the film and be like, let's just skip ahead.
Yeah, or can we pause it?
Yeah, can we pause it for a second so I can go to the bathroom?
Yeah.
Oh, I got a phone call.
Yeah.
Hold on a minute.
Yeah.
Let's skip this part because it's too scary.
Yeah.
Like that thankfully hasn't happened except once. It happened once.
Oh. Okay.
I kid you not. During Harry Potter 1.
Someone got up and said, this is too scary. Stop it.
No. Someone got up and said, can we stop it so we can turn on the air conditioning? And that's
just
someone,
quietly walk out and say, can you quietly
someone,
turn on the AC? Why
that someone was two cuts.
No way.
I'm not kidding.
In a movie theater.
Yeah.
Full of people.
Yes. It was a Broadway theater in Apgujeong.
Yeah.
And the room that we were in was pretty small. To be fair.
Okay.
It's still a movie theater though.
It's more like a screening room.
Yeah, but it was still a movie theater.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's a big screening room, basically. And some of us were sitting on the ground for some reason on like mats.
Okay.
But it was still a movie theater.
Okay.
Like we paid and there was an audience. And there was a really crappy air conditioning thing. And it was hot. It was summer. And Tukas just got up and he was like, yeah, can we turn on the air conditioning? Can we stop the movie for a second and turn on the air conditioning? And then we left.
You are surrounded by chaotic people.
Anyways, So Disney versus, we started with Disney versus Pixar, quickly became Disney versus Pixar versus Marvel. And then it became Disney
versus your wife.
Pixar versus Marvel versus Tableau versus his wife.
Versus two cuts.
So this
versus an AC.
How many verses did we do today? It's incredible. I don't know who the winner is, but probably my wife.
Probably, okay? Honestly, my
Pixar. My wife wins. Okay, I lose. Okay, I lose. Haru, Hejong, you win. Okay. Let's just start with the last 3 minutes of a movie. Rewind slowly to see what happens and then watch the movie like nothing happened. I think that's the only sane way to watch a movie. You win. Okay, you win. Have it. I quit. Oh my God. All right, guys. I'll see you guys next week if we're still around. Bye.